Hey there, sports history fan. This is Ross Bliley, the host of the Pigskin Tales podcast. Are you looking for that perfect, unique gift for your sports-loving child or grandchild? Or maybe you're looking for one. Well, I got something very unique for you. It's a racket. It's the ultimate device for the ultimate fan. It's perfect for any time you need to make some noise. What it is a 7-inch compact megaphone. It's got 8 powerful adjustable LED lights, noisemakers. Plus, you can design it all you want to match your team's colors. So get on out there and let's get loud. Bring a racket to your next game or competition to cheer on your favorite team or athlete. To pick up your racket today, head to myracket.com. That's myracket.com.
PigskinDispatch.com is a proud affiliate of the Sports History Network, the headquarters of sports yesteryear.
This is the Pigskin Daily History Dispatch, a podcast that covers the anniversaries of American football events throughout history on a day-to-day basis. This is your host, Darren Hayes, and we're broadcasting from the Pig Pen in Western Pennsylvania, bringing you the memories of the gridiron, one day at a time. So, with Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff supplying us with the tunes, let's go no huddle through today's football history headlines.
Hi, friends, and welcome to the September 3rd show, where we're going to go back in history of all the events and people that took place and had anniversaries on the day of September 3rd throughout football history. Let's get right at it. September 3rd, 1895, we had the very first openly paid player in football. Yes, that was John Browyer, who was paid $10 plus expenses to play for the Latrobe Athletic Association. It comes to say that the Latrobe starting quarterback, who was Eddie Blair, he had a prior commitment, actually a baseball game he had to play on a day of a scheduled game against the Nets Athletic Association, who was a big rival in the area. So the club approached a 17-year-old Brailleur, who was up from around Indiana, Pennsylvania, and he was about to start school at Washington and Jefferson College to come play quarterback for him because he was a pretty good quarterback in his high school days. Well, Brailleur was a little bit reluctant at first as he didn't want to get injured before starting a promising college career. So Latrobe made it worth his while, and at $10 went a long way. The Latrobe team won 12-0 over the rival Jeannette Association, and Brailleur went on to have a great season at W&J. Well, he was also playing a few more games for Latrobe, too, that season, in between games for his college. And the next season, after fielding offers from multiple colleges and clubs to play ball, Brailleur settled on playing for West Virginia University. After only a few games for the Mountaineers, he left the team due to what he described as financial difficulties of the school not taking care of players, and he returned to the Latrobe Athletic Association to coach and play quarterback for the club. Now let's fast forward to September 3rd, 1966. The Houston Oilers open up their season with some strong defense as they hold the Denver Broncos to zero, yes, zero with a Z, first downs at Rice Stadium in a 45-7 victory. Now just let's stop and think about that for a second. You play an entire professional football game. I believe it was 60 minutes back then. And the professionals, some of the best players out of college, best players in the world at the game, and they hold them to zero first downs. That's an amazing feat. Might not ever be repeated in professional football. Flip the pages of the calendar forward a few decades, and we go to 1994 on September 3rd, and the University of Florida quarterback Terry Dean throws a record 7 touchdowns in the first half against New Mexico State in a lopsided 70-21 Gator win. Lopsided, you think? 7 touchdowns in one half? Amazing. That same year, that same day, 1994, the University of Miami Hurricanes set an NCAA record also for the most consecutive home wins at 58 as they knock off Georgia Southern 56-0. Alabama held the previous record of 57 home wins from 1962 to 1982 under the coaching of the legendary Bear Bryant. But the Canes come on strong in the late 80s and early 90s, and they beat the record. Then we go a year later, 1995 on September 3rd. The NFL has 2 brand new expansion teams coming out. and their first games. In the first one, they roll out the Jacksonville Jaguars, but the Jaguars bow to the Houston Oilers 10-3 at Jacksonville Municipal Stadium. Also on that same day, we had the debut of the Carolina Panthers. The Panthers make it an exciting game in their first game as they lose in overtime to the Atlanta Falcons 23-20 at the Georgia Dome. We invite you to check out our website, pigskindispatch.com, to not only see the daily football history, but to experience positive football with our many articles on the good people of the game, as well as our own football comic strip, Cleat Marks Comics. Pigskin Dispatch is in the social media outlets, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel to get all of your positive football news and history. Pigskin Dispatch is also happy to be associated with the Sports History Network, the sports headquarters of yesteryear, found at sportshistorynetwork.com. It's that time once again in our show where we talk about the Hall of Famers and legends of the games on their birthdays or the anniversaries of their date of birth. And we'll start off September 3rd, 1930. Tom Scott, the former end linebacker from the University of Virginia. Tom was an All-American at both offensive end and defensive end slash linebacker. He's remembered in the College Football Hall of Fame for his great on-field exploits during college. Scott played professionally for the Philadelphia Eagles and the New York Giants. In college, he also excelled as an elite lacrosse player. Then a few decades later, 1966, September 3rd, Benny Blades, the former safety of the Hurricanes of the University of Miami. Blades was placed in the College Football Hall of Fame in the entry class of 2006 for his fine play. Blades and his Canes teammate Sean Taylor share the Miami single-season interception record. He made it in the NFL as well, playing for the Detroit Lions and the Seattle Seahawks during his career. That's all the football history we have today, folks. Join us back tomorrow for more of your football history. We invite you to check out our website, pigskindispatch.com, not only to see the daily football history, but to experience positive football with our many articles on the good people of the game, as well as our own football comic strip, Cleat Marks Comics. Pigskindispatch.com is also on social media outlets, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel to get all of your positive football news and history. A special thanks to the talents of Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff for letting us use their music during our podcast.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com. Hey there, sports history fan. This is Arnie Chapman, a.k.a. the Football History Dude. And I hope that you enjoyed this recent episode presented by the Sports History Network and were able to learn some good old-fashioned sports history knowledge nuggets. I started the Sports History Network back in 2020 with the mission to help podcasters find a community of like-minded sports history nerds, as well as helping aspiring podcasters to start their own shows. We have a little bit over 30 shows on the network right now covering all sorts of sports history, but as far as I'm concerned, we're just at the toothpick in the ocean moment, you know, that can't even figure it out because there's so much more coming. We wanted to create the ultimate headquarters for sports yesteryear, starting with Podcast Network and our website, but we're going to continue to move into other mediums as well. And here's the cool part, because we want you to be part of our team. So if you're interested in starting your own podcast, or maybe being a guest on one of our shows, or who knows, maybe even writing an article for us over on the website. Seriously, all you gotta do is reach out to us on the contact page over at sportshistorynetwork.com. You can be as technologically savvy as a Neanderthal tapping on a stone trying to figure out this whole hieroglyphics thing back in the day. Again, it doesn't matter, because even if you don't understand the whole podcast space, we have a production team that can pretty much help you out with doing everything. All you gotta do, head over to sportshistorynetwork.com, head to the contact page, fill it out. That message goes right to me, and I'll reach out to you as soon as I can. But for now, dude, I'm through if you're through.